Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Easy. 2 months ago, before I was detained at a house in Detroit, Michigan, America, police showed up on my porch. Thought they were there to help me. I'm not gonna open the door because they're the bad boys in America. With a more than 80% level of corruption, the Detroit police, as the group Inner Circle, who did the theme song on the TV show Cops, Bad Boys, Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do, what you gonna do when they come for you thing. Easy. When you look up the definition of what a jail is, it's a cage for people. Slavery modernized. Slavery modernized. Slavery modernized. That's what all the jails and prisons are in America. Prison wardens always on the phone every month talking about how many people on an individual basis or group or ethnicity, et cetera, that they have locked up in cell block, level by level, the bigger the facility. And then they do their little slave trade in America, shipping people to another county, another city, another state. We want to believe because the Civil War happened all those years ago that we cannot have a modernized form of slavery, slave trade, and other related moving parts. But it's there. I had my trial on the 11th this month. The 11th this month. The 11th of August, 2023. Time served, case dismissed. Think about that. Lost in the system because they also didn't know what to do with me. Try to throw a label on me, and I don't do labels. Oh no, Americans, I don't do labels. You can tell yourself, if you've never been to jail or prison, that people are rehabilitated when they go into these places. But let me tell you something. Nothing gets rehabilitated when they go into a cage. Go to a zoo. Go to a zoo. Doesn't matter which zoo. What are most of these animals doing? If you're trying to convince yourself that those animals in the cage are happy inside that cage, no, they're not. They're looking at you people saying, open the cage. You know they're thinking, open the cage. They're thinking, open that cage. I don't want to be here. So now you go, now when you go to get to the people with the jails and the prisons, Merriam-Webster's dictionary calls it a cage, a jail. There is no rehabilitation in jail. There's no rehabilitation in prison. You know why? Because if it was, you would have people like Dr. Phil McGraw or Dr. Oz, people like that would have their office right next door, nearby these facilities, places. But they don't. In California, for example, where I've lived most of the 23 years doing my show, California puts the women's correctional facilities outside the major cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles. You know why, people? You're lost in the system. You're in a cage. That's all the jails and prisons are. They stuff you far away in the valley. They wouldn't want to be you. They don't want to be you. They don't want to remember. They saw you, heard you. They really don't care that your file came across their desk if it's they're the judge or the attorney. I was in the Division One Old County Jail, 2 months. I told the deputies I was going to write a review. I would Yelp them if I could, and they it wouldn't be a good review. Told them I was going to do my podcast, which I'm doing right now. They weren't happy about that. but they're the one with the badge who was supposed to keep track of how many people were in the cell block, the cage, and the level of the facility. Whenever my name most of the time was mentioned, it took them a few minutes to remember I even existed. Some days it was a few hours. Lost in the system. Division 1, old jail, Detroit, Michigan, where at least the cars have motors that are running. Because when it comes to the intellect, the intelligence, the human brain that is supposed to exist in the Detroit jailhouse, the old one, Division 1. I would say, I would make an argument that I was amongst the walking dead outside the cage, walking around, calling themselves the deputies. A zombie horde. A zombie apocalypse inside the walls of the old jail, Division 1, Detroit, Michigan. Only I was missing Negan's bat, Lucille. So America, this idea we have when it comes to criminals, crime committed, wanting to believe something is taking place when people are put in jail or prison, is not the same as what actually goes on in the cage, in the jails and prisons. Very small percentage of people actually get out and have been rehabilitated, because most people, when they go into a cage, and come out, the jail and the prison has caused new addictions, new mental health issues. It has caused medical issues. It has caused both short-term and long-term complications all across America, where people have to go get help. And then the short-term health issues, mental and medical, that people have when they go into the cages for the jails and the prisons, they become long-term issues. Where we did not rehabilitate the person, we did not actually fix a problem, we just didn't want to deal with that individual or group. I think America needs to stop dropping the ball on responsibility for their own actions to help others. Because throwing someone in a cage is just your way of saying you can't deal with people. And you might want to put the phone down a little bit more before you jump the gun to call 911. Because there are a lot of people, including myself, who end up in places where we were in the wrong facility. We were sent someplace that where it was not compatible with the issue and at all. When I had a mental crisis, health crisis, and the old Division 1 Detroit jail sends me to drug rehab, I should have went to a mental health facility. But that's all good now. That's all good now because, like I said, when it comes to seeing these cars on the streets driving by with the to protect and serve, the badges and uniform, I don't trust them because in Detroit, Michigan, they are the criminal. They're more than 80% corrupt. I'll hide in the bushes. I'll go around the corner. I'm not answering any questions. And that's a thing too, America, you gotta need to keep in mind. Just because you see a cop car and you're walking down the sidewalk and they say they try to get your attention, they try to ask you some questions, you know you didn't do anything wrong, so you don't need to stop walking. You don't need to do any talking. You just get away from them. That is a sign of, oh, by the way, of how corrupt your police is in your city, your county, your state, America. If a cop thinks they can go around riding up on somebody walking down a sidewalk to try and intimidate them, to ask them questions, By the way, cop, we don't have to answer your questions when we didn't do anything wrong. We have the right to ask you a question before yours, pigs in a badge and uniform. And if you can't tell us we didn't do anything wrong, we don't have to answer questions. That's the legal nature of the beast on the street. That's how you know cops are corrupt. When they cop that attitude with you, you got to answer. You have to answer our questions. No, we don't, dirty cop. Because we asked our question first. Did we do anything wrong? You said no. Have a nice day. Drive off. Go get laid. Leave us the fuck alone. Kind of thing. My sponsor is Spotify. I'm right here. With this app. So let's talk about what offends people here for a minute. You know what offends me, Americans? You just wanting to say, I offend you, talking about my personal experience in lockup. So before you even go there, you weren't locked up for doing absolutely nothing wrong the last 2 months. You didn't lose your house. You didn't lose your dog. You didn't lose everything you needed to keep. Could I make the argument that I maybe lost some of my sanity? No, for me, that's the one thing I kept. Because the people I seen around me in that old Division I jail, I said, I ain't messed up like that individual. I ain't messed up like those poor people over there. That's the one thing I held on to. But as I said earlier, these places do not rehabilitate you. It takes away your heart. It takes away your soul. It will rob you of your mind. You think the people in the jails and prisons are getting good food? Oh, by the way, when it comes to jails and prisons and public education, public schools, the same food supplier, distributor delivers food to the jails and the prisons. So there you go. There you go. The irony of everything and my foot up the rear of you American sheep. On this show after 23 years. Oh, you think the jails and the prisons and the public education have nothing in common? Same food distributor and supplier. All three places. Jails, prisons, public schools. And by the way, that means the food is not high quality, it's a low grade. So low quality is not actually containing any real nutritional value and or substance or quality. And there were bugs in that county jail in Detroit, Division I, the old jailhouse. Bugs everywhere. The place flooded. The roaches invaded the kitchen, got into the sugar and everything. And most people had to go hungry because they didn't know where the bugs crawled in and crawled out. Something to think about, people. Dictionary tells you a jail and a prison is nothing more than a cage. Nothing more than a cage. It is not rehabilitation. I was also lost in the system. Those 2 months. They got tired of trying to keep track of the people that were in uniform, jail uniform, back in July, like myself. They transferred me in August to another jail for drug rehab. Oh, by the way, I have no history of drug use, so they dropped the ball. Well, that's what happens with Detroit. Corrupt law enforcement related categories, more than 80%. They had an attitude with you, so that it did not. So there is no rehabilitation. You needed soap, they don't give you soap. You needed a toothbrush, they don't give you a toothbrush. You need a haircut, they don't give you a haircut. You need shoes on your feet, slippers, new clothes, you don't get any of it. So tell me how you get rehabilitated when you're treated like an animal from the moment you arrive. The deputies have a bad attitude. They lose you in the system. They don't care if you're assaulted, which happened to me. I had to take matters into my own hands, raise hell in the cell. I raised hell in the cell, got out right away because I said I was going to sue their asses with FIGER law. Anyway, people, just want to give them a quick disclaimer too here again. This was my personal experience. My personal experience. Wrongly incarcerated for something I did not do. We're on the trial as of August 11th, 2023. Judge Garrett, a black judge, by the way, people, he gets me out. I was detained by a white cop. So that's pretty black and white. And here's a sad thing. This past December, I applied to the Detroit Police Academy. I needed to make money. Was interested in trying that out. But back in December and then January 23, learning that there was more than 80% level corruption with the Detroit police, I changed my mind. And being wrongly incarcerated, seeing how corrupt and dirty, how filthy and unclean everything is in the old Division I jailhouse of Wayne County, Michigan jail. Having a horrible attitude towards those locked up, believing they were better than those in the cages, in the cell blocks. But then they're the ones who were irritated and frustrated and did not like their job, where a lot of the deputies would even be frustrated in trying to hide their emotions of hating their job, walking around the cell blocks, checking that everyone was still in the cage. They had not done any worst case scenarios to themselves, even if it included the medical ward or related areas. And never forget, people, in order for people to be truly rehabilitated, these things can't be taken place that I experienced with deputies caring not caring at all about those in the cage, in the cell blocks, not bringing people food, putting people in the hole where you didn't get food, you have no toilet paper, you weren't even given water for your pills if you were in the medical ward. In many cases, you had to just swallow the pills. Keep that in mind. Rehabilitation does not come from deprivation of something. People in a cage is not rehabilitation. Look it up in the dictionary on what with the word jail. Look it up with the word prison. Most of you don't realize if the dictionary tells you it's a cage for people. Go to the dog kennel. Please go to the dog kennel. Or with the last time you went there, what were most of those dogs doing? They were running in circles. They were happy to see you. They were miserable. They were sad. They were crying. They were hurt. They were sick. Had all these things going on. They're in a cage. Those animals in the dog kennel, they're in a cage. At the animal shelter. They're not getting rehabilitated unless you adopt them. people in a cage? Oh, are they getting rehabilitated with deprivation of basic things like a toothbrush, toothpaste? No, they're not getting rehabilitated. They're losing their sanity. They're losing their good health. They're losing their mind. Their mind was lost when they were detained, when they were taken in. First day, first week, first month. They go to prison at the first year, first 6 months. Their sanity is gone. Anything good about that person went out the window because they had to survive. They had to fight. I had to fight. I had an individual that I had to stand up to. They had to move me out of the jail completely because they couldn't control their inmates. I became a liability because I did the deputy's job. That's my point. So I ended up in a drug rehab facility called Share House in Warren, Michigan, because of myself, Mr. Liability, to the old jail, Detroit, Michigan, Division 1. They could risk me actually committing a crime in self-defense because the deputies didn't want to get their hands dirty when more than 80% of them are corrupt. And the worst thing of all is, which is a good thing for me, I went from my severe anxiety disorder thing to not caring at all about the people on the outside when I got out. Just stay out of my way. Because there is nothing good about me being locked up on an allegation where charges are dismissed on August 11th, 2023, time served. Treated like an animal, having to fight because the deputies didn't know that was their responsibility downtown Detroit. My last show before I was detained back on July 2nd, back on July 2nd, 2023, on BitChute.com, when that platform in the UK came to me, was being homeless in a post-COVID world. Homeless in a post-COVID world. Because of the high-level corruption in the state of Michigan, the city of Detroit anyway, to be fair, more than 80%, arguably, which has been on the local news too, that figure, that statistic. So I just saved you the trouble of wanting to be upset because you're a Michigander sheep. Well, Michigander sheep, I don't ride with your flock, and I don't give a flock. I'm not going to be you. That is the greatest advantage I have with my lockup. Because when it comes to those people, those of you online who go around doing your little, doing the trolling or trying to have the last word on an issue, you would never say that to me on the street. You would never say that to me on the street. You know why? Because you couldn't handle jail or prison. You already made up your mind. I'm an animal. I'm a criminal. So you would never get in my close proximity to run your mouth off at me because I am a scary ucker. and it amuses me greatly. Just like the deputies in the Division 1 Old County Jail in Detroit. I scared the hell into them. Raising hell on earth. It took me an entire month before they acknowledged me. Before they understood why I was there, my medical issues. Then they got rid of me. Liability. We don't want to get sued. So I'll leave you with this, people, here in closing. If you believe putting people in a cage is rehabilitation, then taking a dog behind the barn and put it out of its misery, the dog is never dead. And just because you don't want to, for many of you, to remember what happened in the Civil War with slavery, does not take away the fact and reality that we have modern forms of slavery with economically, politically, and with the prison and jailhouses all across America. Where the prison wardens always on the phone talking about the slave trade, when they get too many people, too fast, they have to move people around like cattle to another county, another facility in the city or state, or move them to another state altogether. But this happens. Now, those of you who have never been to jail or prison, you can shut your mouth in America because you don't know what you're talking about.